Joint Declaration. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister vowing to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons.
The president says that he's hoping for diplomacy with Iran and a second crack at the nuclear deal with Iran, while also trying to reassure the Israelis who are nervous about a nuclear deal that as a very last resort, the U.S. would use military power to prevent Iran from getting a nuke. And so to put that in writing, the president signed on to a joint declaration. Part of that says the United States stresses that integral to this pledge is the commitment to never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon and that it is prepared to use all elements of its national power to ensure that outcome.
Fox's Peter Ducey, and a Texas man, not his 13-year-old son, was driving the pickup truck that crossed into the oncoming lane and struck a van carrying New Mexico college golfers. The National Transportation Safety Board released the new report today, which also reveals the 38-year-old father had methamphetamine in his system. Investigators initially said its early findings suggested that the 13-year-old was driving the pickup that struck the van carrying University of Southwest students and coaches back to Hobbs, New Mexico, from a golf tournament in Texas. The father and his son died in the crash, along with six members of the men's and women's golf teams and their coach. Plus, Fox Weather reports that everyone's been accounted for in a Virginia county hit by massive flooding this week.
After torrential rains impacted Buchanan County, Virginia, there were reports of dozens of people missing and unaccounted for. Billy Grimes with the State Department of Emergency Management said Thursday.
So this was a monumental search effort. We covered 30 road miles worth areas and about 400 structures.
Buchanan County Sheriff's officials said everyone appears to be accounted now, and they do not have any reports of deaths or injuries. They did ask for cleaning supplies to be donated. The flooding earlier this week was dramatic, causing mudslides, even washing some homes off their foundations.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A group of UK-based eco-terrorists known for damaging SUVs in the name of climate activism now tells Fox News they're doing the same in U.S. cities.
A politicized group of organized vandals calling themselves the Tire Extinguishers confirms to Fox News it was their people going through Scranton, Chicago, and San Francisco, deflating and slashing tires on parked SUVs in some statement to be made about using fossil fuels. Malicious tire damage is often a crime, and perpetrators can also be held liable for repair and replacement costs. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a cybersecurity panel's report highlights a serious flaw in a piece of software that could pose long-lasting problems.
The Cybersecurity Safety Review Board says the flaw, called Log4j, discovered last year, is a vulnerability that allows hackers to take control of various levels of systems. It can tap into industry servers and can control everyday consumer electronics. The board says it expected to see more exploitation of Log4j's capabilities since its discovery, but the bug has either not been utilized or, if it has, it hasn't been publicized. The board's report suggests companies invest in new capabilities, keep IT up to date, and craft a response plan as safeguards against the bug's potential harm. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And we're learning what shoppers loaded up on during Amazon's Prime Day event.
Amazon says it sold more than 300 million items, or about 100,000 per minute, during its biggest ever Prime Day event. Top categories: electronics, Amazon branded devices, and household essentials, which were especially appealing as inflation continues to soar. Numerator, which surveyed shoppers, found among the top five items sold, two are household or grocery products, and three are Amazon branded. Shoppers also scooping up Fire TVs, Series 7 Apple Watches, and sunglasses.
Fox's Lillian Wu, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.